But maybe no.
Hani milihecho de bodak sor v'shochat boy. Maybe when is the chiddush you can't eat it? If you took a stone and you a sharp stone, you checked it out that it's kosher for like to make a good shechita with it. The avdi kain skila. Then when you threw the stone at the animal, the shaft you were doing skila, it also made a good shechita. Maybe in such a case the shechita is no good because the shechita is done b'shas the skila. But maybe when first you took a regular knife and you made a good shechiter on it, maybe then the shechiter is kosher and you're allowed to eat from the meat. So Mar says, that's, no, that doesn't make any sense. Amri, you want to tell me, does the Torah say anywhere you have to use medafka knife to make a shechiter? The aside shechiter is you have to have something sharp that has to cut the two simanim, the windpipe and the food pipe, by the animal. Where does it say sakin? For your Tanan, we learned. Hashechet b'magliyadi, shek with the back of a knife. Pitzur, with a sharp stone. Uvakonim, with a reed. Shchitosoik, shay, with a shchit is good. So you see, there's no din yadavka have to use a knife. Anything sharp that you could chest with is called a good shchita. So if you want to tell me you made a good shchita, it's kosher teat, so what's the difference if you made a shchita with a stone or not? So therefore, avada pshat from the posik is, no matter when you make the shchita, as long as there's a Gemara din on this shore, the shore is supposed to be killed, it's right away also bachila, and you're not allowed to eat from it. Even if you make a shechita, still it's no good. So Mor says, Vahashtu the nafkulei yisra achila. V'yisra normilo yechles besaroi. If so, now I have Rabavu's pshat here. Once I'm learning out from the posuk lo yechel, that even if you make a shechita, still you can't eat from it, so the same posuk also tells me it's also bahanor also. So now from this posuk of lo yechel, I know, first of all, you can't eat it, and secondly, it's also Bahano. If so, Val Hashron Nokilomali. Why do I need the pasuk that says the owner is free from the animal? Pshita, it's also Bahano. I know from the word La Yerkel, it's also Bahano. So Mer says, La Nois Oiroi. I need the extra pasuk, Bala Shanoki, that even from the skin of the animal, the owner can't have enjoyment. Even that, it's also Bahano. All right, turn over. Because the Sakot Darta Chamina, I would have thought to say, Bisaroi Hudi Yasabano. Only from the flesh, from the meat, you can't have any enjoyment. Avol Oiroi, but from the skin of the animal, Nishtari Bano, maybe that's Mutabano. Kamash Milon, and that's the possible teaching us, Bal Hashor Nok, you know that the Bal Hashor is free, he has no enjoyment at all from this shore, even from the skin. Now the Gemara says, Olahanach Tanoi, according to the other Tanoim, Temafkile Lahai Bal Hashor Nok Ledroshachrino. We'll soon see other Tanoim use this drasha for a different drasha doing other things. Kedivina Lamevla Kamalik, we'll soon want to learn. We'll soon learn. Bala Shanaki we use for other things, say other things are potter. If so, according to those Mandiyamrim, Hanos Orim in Olahu, how do they know that the owner can't have enjoyment even from the skin of the Sharnisko? So Gemara says, Nafkulu me es besor. It says an extra word es, for the word es besor, not only the meat, but the skin is also Osir Bano. So we darshan es hatoful of soroi, something that is secondary to the meat, with umay nino, what is that? Or the skin. For the Gemara of Ahai Tana, what about our Tana that says, no, we need Bala Sharnoki to teach us that the skin is also Bano? Vaitana es le darish. He holds, like we'll soon see, like Shimon HaMsuni, that we don't darshan the word es. Kiratani, we learn like this. Shimon HaMsuni, v'yamilov, some say, nechem yu HaMsuni. Ho yedarish kolesen shabatera. First, he used to hold that every time the Torah says an extra word S, it's extra. So we have a right to make a drasha from the word S. But Kivon Shagi, when it came to the pasuk that says, Li Es Hashem L'Kecha Tiro, that you're supposed to fear Es Hashem, Tirish, he like went away. He said, what can I be marva? What else could you, do you have to have fear? Like from Hashem, there's nothing else. So I see the word S is not extra. Omulah Tamidus, the Tamidim said to him, Revi, Kolesen Shedrash Mate Leim. All the other drushes in the Torah, when you dash in the word S, what do you do with all those drushes now? You made so many drushes with them. Omalem, he said back to them, you should know, Kishem Shekabalti Tzchawa Ladrisha, it's limit of Torah, I learned Torah Lishma. So just like I received reward for when I made the drushes, I thought they were right, now that I see I'm wrong, you should know, Kach Kibalti Tzchawa Laprisha. The same way I receive reward now for the Prisha. That's called we receive reward for the Amelis for Torah. He's an Omal in Torah. At Shavuot Rabbi Kiva, to Rabbi Kiva came, Velima, he learned, he taught us what's the Pshat is Pasuk, Es Hashem L'Kecha Tiro. What do we dash with the word S? And he said, Velima, Es Hashem L'Kecha Tiro, L'Rav Es Tamid Chachamim. Yes, you could include something else also. A Talmud Chachim is also included in Es Hashem L'Kecha Tiro. That the same way you're supposed to have fear from Hashem, you're also supposed to have fear for Talmud Chachim.
So I call upon him, that's because machlokes, the yadash in the word espesori or not. If yadash in the word espesori like a mikiva, then balashar noki is extra for these next rushes we'll soon see. And if you're not like a mikiva, you hold like a shimon hamsuni, then you have to hold that esashar is not extra. So therefore, how do you know hanos oiroi from balashar noki? So that's how we know hanos oiroi, balashar noki is not extra. Now the Gemara says, what's the according to these man the yom that say yes, Baal HaShor Noki is extra? Turn around, but look at the price like this. Baal HaShor Noki, the Pasuk says, when Yeshor is Chai is Kila, that then the shore, the owner is free from Yeshor. Reb Lezer says, you know what the Pasuk means? It means Noki Michati Kaifer, that a Tam does not have to pay Chati Kaifer. That's what the Pasuk means to teach us. The same way if a Tam does damage, you pay Chati Nezrik. Maybe if a Tam kills somebody, you have to pay Chati Kaifer. That's this Pasuk, no, Baal HaShor Noki, you put him Chati Kaifer. That's what the Rebbe Lezer says. Om Alor Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says back to him. For lo yu'atzmoy ein mishtalan ala megufoy. Like, Avada Tam doesn't pay Chati Kaifer. Tam only pays megufoy. Tam pays megufoy the shore. So let the mazik say, have you the bezdin of Yeshalom Lecho? You want the shore, bring the shore to bezdin, and then you can get your kaifer from the shore. So pshita that Tam is potter from paying kaifer. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Lezer, Lezer said back to Rabbi Kiva, kach ani b'nechaz, that's the way I am in your eyes. Shedino b'zeh shechayiv misa, that I meant to say in such a case when the shore Tam has to be killed, even in such a case does it happen that he has to pay kaifer? No, avada maskim. So when the Shor HaTam is supposed to be killed, Pshita is potter from paying kaifer. Because by Tam, you only pay the Gufay. So if the Gufay is sure the Bezdin is going to kill, Pshita, you don't have to pay. Is Ein Dinoi Elok Yishahem Viseh Sodom HaPiyad Echad? Mahil Chidishir, that even in the case where your Shor HaTam killed somebody, only with an Eid Echad was there. Or Yalpi Bailam, or else where the Bailam himself was the only one that admitting it. So therefore, Bezdin does not kill the Shor, because in order to kill the Shor, you have to have two Eidim. But a koponim to pay kaifer, maybe with an eidech alone, the Bailam should have to pay kaifer. Kamash malon, Baal HaShor Noki, that is potter from paying kaifer. So the Gemara Sakash shall be Bailam, if the Bailam himself agree, admit that a Shor killed somebody, for the Gemara Moide be Kanasu. So Pshit also the Bailam is potter from kaifer. The Chura Kaifer is called the Kanas. And we know the Klal is, if the owner is Moide, he agrees, he's potter. So the Gemara says, no, Kasaba, we hold Kofra Kaporo, that paying kaifer, if your Shor kills somebody, it's not called the Kanas. It's called the kapara. So I would have thought to say, where the owner admits that his shore Tam killed somebody, so we do not go and kill the shore. So in such a case, maybe he has to pay chati kaifa migufa, kamash from the pasuk, Baal HaShor Noki, he's spotted for paying even chati kaifa. So this is one pshat, what you do with the word, Baal HaShor Noki, that the Baal HaShor spotted from chati kaifa. Tan Yidach, another price learns like this. Oh, my Lord, Rebbe Lezer, Akiva. Rebbe Lezer said back to Akiva, Kachani b'yanecha, that's the way I am in your eyes. Shadino b'zesh chayiv misa. You think I mean to say even when the shor is chayiv misa that is potter from kaifer? That's pshiti is potter from kaifer. And dinu ala b'miskav and orgas aveim orgas adam. I'm talking about a case where the animal had kavanah to kill another animal and by mistake it killed a man. The vice says in such a case the shor is potter from misa. So here is the shaila: does the bailam have to pay kaifer or not? So Rashi says with potter miskilik and nava masdisim. We'll have a mishnah later about this. Still, I would have thought to say you have to pay kaifer. Kamashma balak shor noki you potter from kaifer. Or else the Mitzri, Bahorag Yisrael. So Shor had Kavanah to kill a guy, a Mitzri, and then it killed the Yisrael, or else in the fallen, Bahorag Ben Kayama. It had a mind to kill a Nephil, and would have been potter from Isa, and now it killed the Ben Kayama, so Zaynim Askavin, therefore it's potter from Isa. So Mar says, Hi Yom Lebresha. Which terrorist he said first? Like Rebbe Lezer just said two ways how to learn what the Havimimimir is that a Tam should have to pay Kaifer. Either where it's Alpi Edechod, or else where the Shor has no Chiv Misa altogether. Rav Kana Mishmedi Rav Amma Miskavin Amma Labresha. First he said over the terrace of the left terrace of Miskavin. And Rav Tuvia Mishmedi Rav Amma Hamis Amma Labresha. No, first he said the case of Hamis. Al Piyay Dechot. Rav Kana Mishmedi Rav Amma Miskavin Amma Labresha. No, first he gave the terrace of Miskavin, where the Shor had Kavanah to kill one person and killed somebody else. That's why the Shor has potter from Isa. So there I would have thought to say he has to pay Kaifa. What to say this case first? Moshe was an example inside to a Kanta. When you go to fish out of the